We are involved part of the process of the Land Back Initiative that's happening right now. It's actually called the Hughes Land Back Initiative in Fort Collins. And at the base of the initiative is, in the 1950s, CSU Fort Collins was given some land, which was part of the land trust initiative that has gone on across the country. So at no cost, CSU received a tract of land that was over 160 acres. They received more than that, but we're talking about a particular tract of land up against the foothills there of about 160 acres. And they received that for free. They built a stadium, decided they didn't want the stadium there, moved the stadium, and then they've taken everything down. So they're attempting to return the land back to a natural state. Very recently, the city of Fort Collins took a vote on this with the public, and they decided that they wanted that land to become open space. And so they have been negotiating with CSU to purchase that land to the tune of $12.5 million. So the native community from across Colorado, but particularly in that area, are saying that instead of that happening, that what needs to happen is that that land needs to be returned to indigenous stewardship. And at this point, CSU is not necessarily listening. But the issue that did come up is, back in July, a sweat lodge was put up there by some visiting Arapaho people, and it has been used to hold ceremonies there over the summer. And very recently, that lodge was taken down, ordered by the city, and taken down, and with no communication to the native community who would put the lodge up. So there was the native community was very insulted and very, very hurt by this particular action. And so that's what they have been responding to recently. But at the heart of the issue is land back. It's not just about the lodge, or it's not only about the lodge coming down. It's about the land returning to indigenous stewardship. And indigenous stewardship is about how we keep the land in a natural state, but also leave it available for unfettered access by the indigenous communities to use ceremonially. So that's sort of the issue that's been in the press lately.
So the request is pretty clear. In what way can people support who want to be good allies and be supportive of the Land Back Initiative?
So the Board of Governors, who is, and that is the governing board that oversees CSU and makes decisions like these about what will happen to land, they're going to be meeting at the end of the month here, very, very soon here, the end of September 29th, 30th, around that time frame. And so what we're asking people to do is to call them, to send emails, to support our initiative to try to return this land to indigenous stewardship. And so that's some of what people can do at this point.
And what are some of the places that you might recommend that people can find information about this and other issues of Native peoples in Colorado?
So I would suggest that if people want to help, that they go to the actual website. There's a website for this. It is called the Hughes Land Back. You can find it at hugheslandback.com. And Hughes is spelled HUGHESLANDBACK.com. And if they go there, they can find all the information they need to be able to send out letters or to make phone calls or to support in whatever way they feel like they want to get involved.
Well, David Atekpatsinyang, thank you so much. Is there anything final you'd like to add for the listeners?
I appreciate you having taken the time to have us on here and to share this message with the community. One of the things that I try to remind people is that we all live here now, regardless, even though this is native land and we continue to see it as such, that the fact is that we all live here and we need to learn to live in harmony with one another, respectfully with one another in how we all choose to worship, how we all choose to live, how we all choose to be. And so that's sort of the message I'd like to leave.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
David Atekpatsinyang is an independent researcher, author, and curandero living in Boulder. For KGNU, this is Elena.